Shabbat Shalom, family. Welcome to another edition of Blueprint for Life, The Awakening. I am the preacher. This is the day that the Most High has made, His Sabbath, His holy Sabbath, His set-apart day. And though evil's all around us, we're trying to prevail and get through this thing that we call life and be victorious and successful. Blueprint for Life is brought to you by the Black Cultural Restoration Association, restoring the original, the identity of the original man, one asleep mind at a time, to help us to overcome stupor and the misunderstanding of who we are as a people, his true people. All of these type of shows can be heard in the archives about Deuteronomy 28, Psalms, 86 and 93, Revelations 2 and 9 and 3 and 9. These scriptures help us to better understand the lies that we've been living in and to understand that what this world calls the Bible is really the Hebrew history book, Sojourn of a People. The 400 years that have transpired and prior to the 400 years of this diaspora. And I say shalom to my brothers and sisters spread throughout the four corners of the earth too. It's a little warm in here because October is known as the Indian summer in Northern California. So we finally get some heat and not fall. And I thank the Most High for what he's doing. We give him all thanks and praise and honor and glory. Let's go ahead and go before him in prayer. We normally sometimes don't do this, but we're going to have a word of prayer today. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, the way thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Bless our family throughout the four corners of the earth, enduring and keeping your holy commandments, that they might be holy, set apart people, and truly sanctified with the wobble walk of the Holy Spirit. Bless the fruits that are going to prophesy today. Bless the words, because we know faith cometh by the hearing of your words. And through the foolishness of preaching, many are saved. Let it be so today. Curse oppression, depression, suicide, addiction upon your people. That they walk with singleness apart, not according to the dictates of this world. We rebuke sickness and fear. In the name of my brother and our Messiah, the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm not going to be before you long today. You got enough to deal with in your world. Hopefully say some things that will encourage you and exhort you. Hope you had a chance to tune in to Health as Wealth, where we do talk about your natural immunity and how powerful it is, and the supplements that enhance that powerful immunity that the Most High God has given you, that Yah has given you to overcome, and things that you can't hear anymore. Play that information as well to let you know what's really happening in this world around you that your media is blocking out. Change to prophecies being fulfilled, war, rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, sticks, solutions, pestilence, plagues that resemble coming out of Egypt. The group of people that don't want you to know this and see this about how close we are, we're going to go into that a little bit later. I'm going to immediately go into last week we did a program about the problem with our young men and women, and we came out of the Testament of the 12 Patriarchs by R.H. Charles. The last will and testament of the 12 sons of Jacob, who represent the 12 tribes of Israel. Hebrews, our people, and forewarning them of the curses that were going to follow them throughout their generations and what they should run from and be aware of. We came out of Reuben, which was the initial born son, who made the biggest mistake ever and slept with one of his father's wives, Bilhah, one of his other wives' servants. And he just gave us information to say, pay no heed to the face of a woman to overcome lust and the power that women try to wile over men through their exterior fashions and accoutrements, lust, and how that they lust more than men to seduce men, to take away their power. It said, pay no heed to the faces of a woman, nor associate with another man's wife, nor meddle with affairs of womankind. He said, pay no heed to the beauty of a woman. Don't set your mind on their affairs. Walk in singleness of heart and fear the Most High. And expend your labor on doing good things and on the study of the things that he's given you to tend to. Until he gives you a true wife. But as Apostle Paul said, who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. Proverbs 31 describes that woman. And we are definitely in shortage of those women in these days. Because society has programmed all of these women to be a certain way. And I didn't get a chance to go into this last week. But I want to tell you what the prophecy of Isaiah said in Isaiah the 3rd chapter. Isaiah 3 and 10 says, say ye to the righteous that it shall be with him, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. You're pretty much going to reap what you sow. Verse 11 says, woe unto the wicked. That's you heathens, you that are deciding to follow the ways of this world right now, follow suit, separate, and divide based over a solution that you think is going to make you better than everyone else and makes you wiser, which is really going to shorten your lifespan, probably by about, a lot of you, by about 30 or 40 years, some of you by another 5 or 10 years. Isaiah 3 and 11, woe unto the wicked, for it shall be ill with him. Pay close attention. Why is the word ill being used? I'm going to read it again. Woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him. For the reward of his hands shall be given him. Reaping what you sow once again. The key thing is that right now we're putting a lot of trust in something that Paul warned us about. Beware of oppositions of science, therefore falsely called. And we've heard this word used a lot lately. And unfortunately, and that's the title of the lesson too. You can't save yourself. You cannot save yourself is the title of the lesson I'm getting to after this. This is just a precursor text. People want you to think that Yah needs man's help and that he will give the solution to the man to give to us. No, he's a healer and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Problem is that people don't believe in the Most High anymore. They don't think he exists because they're saying, why won't he save us from our troubles when you're making wicked decisions and living a corrupt, abominable lifestyle? You think he's walking with you? The only way he's walking with you is telling you to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I sit here not about to be a bootlicker, and I'm going to tell you the truth. Isaiah 58 said, lift up your voice like a trumpet in Zion. I'm not here to pet you when I tell you the truth, and I'm not here to make it feel good to you, because 9 times out of 10, it's not going to feel good because you're holding fast to your sinful lifestyle, your wicked ways, your abominable ways. A lot of us don't want to change. A lot of us don't want to grow. A lot of us don't want to persecute our own flesh, put our flesh under subjection, fast, pray, walk away from our lust, our attractions. A lot of us don't want to be born again and renew our lives and ourselves. A lot of us don't want to see ourselves. A lot of us want to point at everybody else instead of looking at the four fingers pointing back at us. And that's a fact. And it's even more so now in this politically correct generation. Soul sensitive. Hypersensitive. Offended. Isaiah 3 and 12. As for my people, this is Yah speaking through Isaiah. His people are the children of Israel. He said in the last days, children will be your oppressors and women will rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee, they will cause thee to err and destroy the way of thy paths. Last week, Reuben warned us about women, and Isaiah prophesied in this remote generation that children and women would rule over us. Our children think they know better than us, and that we're archaic and antiquated in our beliefs of Yah, who he is, the Bible, what it is, And we have no history that this is not an artifact for religious dogma. This is only 66 books of the sojourn of our people. There are another about 700 books that they hid from you with the Nicene Council and the Council of Trent and the Spanish Inquisition and the Holy Wars. I'm enjoying this book right now called Christianity and Paganism. Don't talk to me about Christianity. Steeped deep in paganism. And this is the month where you actually have churches that have harvest festivals on the same day as Halloween. Following in these ways, this is the month where kids come up missing for sacrificial purposes because of Samhain. So much witchcraft steeped inside of Christianity. The Most High is telling people to repent, come back to their cultural ways, which includes keeping the commandments and the laws, changing your eating patterns and habits, and keeping the Sabbath and keeping the holy days, not the holidays. Stop looking to this world for pleasure, because man is chasing pleasure more than anything right now. Children are thinking they know better than us, and when they're not trying to say, I'm not going to obey my parents, the fifth commandment, they're saying that I will intimidate you with fear. As these kids go around, they got a knockout crew that goes around hitting old men in the back of the head while they're walking. And you got old folks scared to go outside because of the kids with the hoodies on that's coming down the street. They want to rob them. You scared of you? But they don't even know what they're here for or what they're doing. Then I don't even have to tell you about the women, what's going on in this world. You can see it. Started with the Me Too movement. You probably watched Kevin Samuels. They want equality at times. You know, I'm better than you, but open the door for me. I'm stronger than you, but I can't do this and that. Isaiah saw this way back then, and this is where things are. And society also promoted this ever since after the 60s, civil rights were approved, and then the 70s, they start putting black men out of the houses, giving women welfare, saying, but your man can't be there, sending social workers to the houses to look for men's clothing, men's shoes. So you come drop off some babies so that she can get welfare, but you can't be there. You got to go. And then bring in guns, and then bring in drugs, and then open up the jails, the prison population. The system is set up to destroy the black family. And I have to get out of here with that people of color, the black family. Then it trickles down to other races and nations. So I don't use that people of color. That's a lie. Satan thinks he's slick. Ruling over us. And so Reuben said it best. Why not to let it happen? It's a form of power, usurping authority and breaking the commandments by twisting the order that Yah has set up. And what Yah set up was that he's at the top. Then there's Yeshua, who you call Jesus Christ. Then there's the man who's leading his family by following Christ. Then there's the woman, and then there's the children that follow suit. And Isaiah warned that at the end of that order, the children would turn from following the mother and the family order and do what the hell they want to do. And then the woman would turn and say, forget this Negro. I guess you think it's going to keep going. Well, yeah, some men are turning and following them and becoming effeminate and turning from Yeshua and the Most High and not going in the direction that they're going. So you go in the opposite direction, which is why a lot of men move into homosexuality. Because they're following the kids who are twisted. Boys are girls. Girls are boys. God's not real. I'm doing what society says. We're liberal extremists. But guess what? The Shah and the Most High are not turning around to follow the child or the woman or the man that turns from being a leader. He's going to keep moving forward. So either you get your house in order and follow him and turn the way you should go. And if you can't bring your whole household or your family because they don't want to follow you properly in the ways of wisdom of the Bible, so be it. Because we're living in the last seconds. Forget the last days. Go down to verse 16. Moreover, the Lord saith, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, arrogant, full of pride, think they all that, and walk with stretched forth necks. You see this every day, all day. wanting eyes, that's lustful eyes, looking for another man to take down, want somebody to pay them attention and validate their beauty, walking and mincing as they go, that's switching, twisting, high heel pump shoes and making tinkling with their feet. That's the ornaments and braids around their ankles. It says, therefore, the Lord will smite them with the scab of the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts. The reason he's saying that is because the women's hair was so long that it covered their breasts, their private parts between their legs and their butts. They were the most beautiful women in the world. One of the curses is right here because they won't humble themselves and they continue to walk in this fashion. I'm going to give them problems with their hair and their head. They're going to constantly have problems because of this attitude. That's what he's saying right here. So we're the ones as a culture of women that constantly get the weaves, the extensions, the perms, the braids, because we can't get our hair right. And guess what? These other races know it, which is why they set up shop in your hoods and sell you fake hair that's been dedicated to idols and false gods. Because of the curses, people, the curse right here is akin to the curses of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, for the women. I'll read a little bit more. In that day, verse 18, the Lord will take away bravery of the tinkling ornaments about their feet and their calls and their round tires like the moon. You won't be built the way you was built. 19, the chains and bracelets and the mufflers, the bonnets, the ornaments of the legs, the headbands, the tablets, the earrings, the rings, the nose jewels, the changeable suits of apparel and the mantles and the wimples and the crisping pins, straighten your hair and all that. This was all spoken of back in Isaiah's time. The glasses, the fine linen and the hoods and the veils, and it shall come to pass that instead of sweet smell, there shall be stink. He was talking about that private part because you didn't always have a funk down there, especially once a month. He said, I'm going to make it where it's going to be bad, where you will have to douche. I'm taking it away. Because it used to be her flowers. When a woman had her period, it was really called her flowers because it didn't have that smell. But as a part of the curses, now it does bring that smell where you must be set apart for 2 weeks. And instead of well-set hair, you will have baldness. And instead of a stomacher, a girdle, a girding, a sackcloth, and burning, instead of beauty. And your men will all fall by the sword. The curses of our people. This is why we instill coming back to the Most High by repentance, baptism, receiving of the Holy Spirit, and keeping the Sabbath and keeping his commandments. That's true salvation, not pseudo-Christianity. Repeat after me. Do you believe he died and rose? Do you believe this? Do you believe this? Do you believe this? You're saved now. No, you're not saved. It's a process. And that conversion comes through Psalms 19 and 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul of man, and makes wise the simple. Okay, New Testament, 1 John 2 and 3. We hereby do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. For if you say you know him and you love him, but you don't keep the commandments, you're a liar, and the truth is not in you. For the last 20 to 30 years, the church has told you you don't have to keep that. They've got you in a lawless religion that they introduced to you, that they would have you come to their churches on Sunday, let you preach, and then hang you after church, cut off your body parts, pass them around as souvenirs. That's what you're in, pagan Christianity. Know your history. The religion that was given to us is our cultural understanding of what he expected us to do that our forefathers didn't keep and we don't want to keep, and we're being taught not to keep, which is what's keeping us away from him, which is what will have us standing before him in the day of judgment, Matthew 7, 21 through 23. Depart from me. I never even knew you. I don't know you. How does he know us? By us keeping every word he wrote with his finger. Do not fall into the trick of this is Old Testament. That's why they didn't let you read it, because you didn't come into truth, and this is New Testament. No. There's a new covenant, but the testaments being separated in the Bible is a fallacy to deceive you and keep you from the truth, when there's nothing but truth that you refuse to read. Women and children shall not lead. It's time for men to stand up. Let me help you out real quick. Ezekiel. I think I got it. Let's see if I can find it real quick. bear with me. It's just popped in my spirit. When things pop in my spirit, that means I don't have them pre-written. Okay, 1 second. I know what I'm looking for. It's Ezekiel 31 and 8. I don't know why it's bringing up the NIV, and that's definitely not what I want to read. Do not want to read that. That's not scripture that I want. Let me paraphrase real quick. He said that my congregation are men because men lead the household, and that man is the representation of that woman and the children that are up under his covering and his bloodline and his seed. And this world is getting us to, like, not appreciate and know our lineage. Get off Ancestry.com. That's a lie. Ran by the Chinese Communist Party, and they're collecting your blood samples so that they can truly identify who are the true Hebrews and where are they, because they were scattered throughout the four corners of the earth. And then so they'll tell you that you're an African-American name and the name of countries in Africa that weren't those names back in biblical times. The land of Ham, the land of Canaan. Then there was a land that was given to Shem and Japheth. All of these names have been changed over the years. Babylon, Persia, you can't figure it out so that you can't identify what's in the Bible. Information and history is being hidden from you. And you must make yourself aware of that by studying to show yourself approved. So am I trying to, from last week, the Testament of Reuben, and today to mention Isaiah 3, get on women? No, I'm trying to point out that we've lost our order and we've lost our places, and we can't restore our culture and our family until everyone takes their rightful place. Children, I don't care when you're 30 or 40. There's an order where you must respect your parents until they die, because they have legacy, lineage, and blessings to impart unto you and information. And the testament of the 12 patriarchs shows you that and tells you that. I encourage you to get this book and read it, know it, and understand it. It tells you that even us as seniors are not supposed to be afraid of death, dying, blessing our children while we live, and blessing them when we die. We don't want to visit the sins of our fathers upon our children. We want to hope our children become better, stronger, and we don't want to push them into anger. But there's a rebelliousness upon our children in this hour right now to turn. And I don't know if they have the luxury of time, because the days are being shortened, as the scripture said, hallelujah, except there be a shortness. No flesh will be saved. We're not going to get through this. So the reason the days are going by so fast is because Yah is present. He's making them short so that we can get through this. Days being long with all this tribulation around us, and you're deceived into thinking it's just another regular day. No, we are in the tribulation. People are taking the mark. But they don't have the information, or do they really understand the science of what they're doing and how they're destroying their temples and what's going to transpire down the line? Men, stand up and be men. You don't need to have what you think you want, because it's the wants that destroy you. Because my God said, I shall supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. He owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills. As long as you're connected to your Father, you have all that you need, because he owns everything. Problem is when you start wanting. And if you analyze the Lord's Prayer, you'll understand what you're saying every morning when you say that prayer. It's the wants that are killing you. Crucify your flesh, Israel, and die out to the flesh. Come back. We're going to go into three more scriptures, and that will pretty much be our lesson for the day. It's that you can't save yourself. Kingdom material by myself, Maurice, and I'm Siam, so we don't have to get a strike for using somebody else's music. All right, welcome back to Blueprint for Life, The Awakening. Let me move on to scripture. We dedicated our Sabbath on just dealing with the Bible, dealing with the Word, and not try to really address world affairs. You'll probably hear me allude to certain things that are happening in our society, but we want to give you biblical solutions because your faith is increased by hearing the Word of Yah, and there is a shortage of the Word of Yah right now. People are not getting a chance to hear the true Word of Yah. And you've been taught to believe it came on Sunday on your TV screen, Sunday church. These people are following pagan gods, pagan religions, false form Christianity. If I'm going to be considered what the Greeks called Christian, it would be pre-Constantine, because when Constantine took over the Hebrew faith, the Greeks were pointing at the Israelites who were in what was called the Way, and they were making disciples. They mocked him and said, look at those Christians over there. And people don't know that the word Christ, it's not Jesus' second name. Christ means anointed one. And people anoint people in witch covens. You can be the anointed basketball player, the one who's most gifted. But there were followers of Serapis during the times of the Greek Ptolemies and Alexander the Great that were following. There were temples built to Serapis who looked just like this false image of Christ that people were worshiping, and they called them Christians back then. You don't want to identify with something that everybody's claiming to be. Everyone is claiming to be this way, the homosexual, the murderers, you know, everyone's a Christian but not transformed. And I just read to you Psalms 19:7. The only thing that's going to transform you is by conforming. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Yeshua, Yeshua. Transforming your attitude, your ways, your dress, your eating habits. When you go down in that water, you're saying, I crucified my flesh and I raise up, I'm a new man. Holy Spirit descends upon you like it did Yeshua when John the Baptist baptized him. And as soon as he came up, a dove descended. The Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove. These things happen when you turn from your wicked ways to a 180-degree turn and walk after the ways of the Word. It's not your commitment to traditions, Sunday pagan first day worship church, and thinking that if I keep up that ritual, I'll be okay with the sinning that I do, or going to see the Father in a confession booth. You've been lied to. Let me get to the focus I want to talk about today. Everyone is running around out of fear. And the fear has them trying to save themselves as if they will live forever. The great lie. And you're using all of man's solutions to think it's going to help you live forever. Even with the supplements and herbs, we're only trying to talk about quality of life. But you don't control your end of days. It's already pre-written, your date of death. You just don't know it. And you're taking these solutions out of fear because you think that, oh, I'm so scared. Let me go find a solution for my physical salvation. And you're moving in fear on something that hasn't happened to you based on what's being told to you. And what's being told to you is being done in the name of this demonic media, but these are psychological tactics that are being waged on your mental psyche because we are in spiritual warfare. And if I can attack your mind and your spirit, then I can get you to give in to your fear and take on my solutions that are actually going to shorten your life because you can't save your life. I'm not going to get into the psychological components that are being utilized right now. I'm going to stick with the word today. So let's go to Mark 8:33. It says, but when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get behind me, Satan. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. This is the Messiah whom you call Jesus. His name is Yeshua, Savior. Rebuking one of his key disciples that was going to be the foundation, the substratum of his church. Said, don't tell me that I'm not going to die, and rebuke it, that I'm going to be here forever. You know not the plan of Yah, the Most High. He literally called him Satan. You know what, right here, people don't understand sometimes that you're harsh because you have to be harsh. Somebody would have thought this was harsh the way he talked to him. But you don't realize when Satan and demons jump on people and influence them to say certain things to you, to thwart you, alter your existence and your destiny. Don't listen to everybody. And if you have to be hard and cut them like a knife with certain words to rebuke them from walking into your destiny, so be it. We're not here to make friends and to please everybody. I can't stress this enough, how often people are influenced by the world, cognitive dissonance, social media, and give you the opinion of man, not following after the spirit. The scripture said, wait, therefore I say, wait. You don't make rash moves. You wait for the Most High to lead you, guide you, and word your mouth. It's normally the quickest word when somebody just flies out their mouth with a solution. I don't even want to hear it because you spoke too fast before I could even tell you what I'm dealing with. As soon as I shut my mouth, you got something to say. No, I don't want to hear all that, because if you're waiting, you're waiting on the wisdom of Yah to come through your brain and out of your mouth. And it's normally something that makes everybody uncomfortable that nobody wants to hear. You got too many people trying to control you. Look what Christ did with Peter. Get behind me, Satan. Rebuked him. He like, Satan, I'm not Satan, I'm Peter. No, right now you're Satan because Satan influenced you to say it, and you're saying it. Verse 34, and when he had called the people unto him with his disciples, also he said unto them, whosoever will follow me, come after me, let him deny himself. Pause. Deny yourself of food through fasting. Deny yourself of wicked worldly pleasures, lust. Lust for women, adultery and whoremonging, lust for various men's beds, lust for respect and power and money that this world teaches you that you must have. No, deny yourself. Not, I'm going to treat myself today. Wait, have you ever woke up one morning and said, I'm going to deny myself today? Why is he telling you to deny yourself? There's no good thing in the flesh. That's why you can't save yourself. You're trying to give into your fleshly fears now by doing things that are going to shorten your lifespan. He said, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up your cross and follow me. What is your cross? That thing, that's a problem. Let it die. Take up your cross, which means be willing to die in the flesh. Be willing to crucify yourself as he was willing to die for us, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Are you willing to die to your flesh? Are you willing to die to your desires? Are you willing to die to your thoughts? These thoughts come all day, and they're coming even more so now because of electromagnetic frequencies and 5G that are penetrating your cerebral cortex and bringing thoughts into your mind like a television, and you can imagine the whole process of homosexuality, adultery, and fornication in your mind. Then you have to shake yourself and rebuke it. But like Reuben said, he lusted so much after a woman that it just burned in his heart every day until he fulfilled his desires because he couldn't deny himself. And then for the rest of his life, he suffered. He fasted and prayed for 7 years to get that thing off of him and still was ashamed until his father died for having slept with his father's wife. My God. Can you wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to deny myself today. I'm going to deny myself the gluttony, stuffing myself until I'm pleasured, drinking until I don't have to think about my fears and my pain and my family and my job. Are you at peace with yourself? Y'all too politically correct and sensitive for me and the Most High. I'll let you know that right now, because you've been tossed into this pseudo-Christianity of niceness. I'm here to tell you about the Yeshua that comes into the temple and turns over tables and is like, get this mess out of here. Nobody trying to make no friends. Verse 35, for whosoever, listen to me closely, this is the title of the lesson. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. I taught on this before, but it's time for me to say it again today in this hour. Those of you who are standing in these long corral sheep lines to get a solution because you're trying to save your life because you're scared you're going to die, you're going to die because you're trying to save your life. And I'm watching people die because they thought they were doing something that was going to save their lives, and now you're dying. And you're going to die. I'm not here to play pity-patty with you and say you're not. I'm going to tell you the truth. You shouldn't have did that. Now all you can do is repent, ask for mercy, try to draw close to Yah. I can't go into all those things that you did today. I said I'm not going to do that on the Shabbat. But because you were so adamant about doing all these things to save your life, and you've been living a life of fear, probably a lot of you, your whole entire life. Guess who doesn't have fear? Newborn babies. Guess why they can't talk when they're first brought here? Because of where they just left and what they're still fresh akin to. They're full of faith. They just left the heavenlies. They saw things that they can't even speak of. That's why they can't speak and do things. That's why they look at you like they're crazy. That's why they cry when they're around evil. If they have no fear. You're taught fear. And as your life begins to wane away, you start doing things that you think will help to save your life. And the only thing that's going to save you is the salvation of Yeshua in this world. Forget whom this world calls Jesus Christ. I'm not saying that no more, because every time I say Jesus Christ, you imagine that picture, that image that they put in your mind of Cesar Borgia's son. The Borgia, Cesar Borgia was the sixth pope. His son was a murderer of his own siblings and a homosexual. Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo, they repainted these images, and another man in the 50s repainted this image to make him look like a European, which is the Neanderthal seed of Satan. Said a mouthful, didn't I? Yeshua is our salvation, and our salvation has not come, but he's on the way. And he's only coming for those who are looking for him. We're going to get to that in a second, that are willing to endure until the end. And I know, brothers and sisters, it's rough, because you'll think you got the title of our lesson last week, peace and safety in your own home and your relationship, and here comes the devil. Look how the devil came on Peter, who was his beloved apostle and servant, and tried to tell him, I'm not going to let you die. You will not die. What the heck? Peter is trying to stop the salvation of all of the children of Israel. He was doing this to bring us back so that we wouldn't be up under the curses of the law, which was death, stoning. Now we have grace. Grace is not a religion to be taught like Christianity has been teaching, like you can do whatever the hell you want. Just come to church Sunday and pay your 10%. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. I can't tell you what I'm seeing and what I saw. The panic. It's in society today to rush and get something, and it's not helping. It's shortening. You're going to lose your life. Here's the key to verse 35. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. What does he mean? He means what he said in 34, whosoever shall deny his flesh, lose it and say, I'm done with this world, with this life, with its pleasures, so-called pleasures. I'm done. I'm shunning the profane, because I realize who the people in this world say God, they're talking about Satan, the God of this world. Scripture said, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan hath come down having great wrath. Scripture also says, this world has been turned over to the hands of the wicked, and they come playing nice because you can't see them. They come with deception and lies. And they come trying to affect your emotions and make you think you can save your life, and you can't. You have to be willing to deny this world and the God of this world if you want to walk and live with the fellowship of Yeshua HaMashiach, Yeshua, and the Most High, Ahaya, Ashar, Ahaya, the great I Am. If you want to be in his kingdom, you're going to have to deny yourself, no matter how hard it is. And so there's no need taking a solution in hopes that it will save your life, because we just read here it's only going to shorten your life. And let me give you another scripture on the God of this world. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, says in the 4th verse, whom the gods of this world have blinded the minds of men. The gods of this world got men sleep, blind. And you know what that blindness is? It's idolatry and covetousness. And this is why the church teaches you, you don't even have to keep the commandments, because I don't want you to see that. Most of everything you do is idolatry and covetousness. Bearing false witness is gossip, and this whole world is all about gossip. Social media is gossip. Reality shows gossip. TV news is gossip. It's gossip. Everybody's gossiping on each other. Gossip, 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 gossip. And you know, by the time gossip gets to the 10th person, it's a lie. It's turned into a lie, which is breaking the commandments. All you're being taught in this whole world to do to separate you from the Most High is to break the commandments. Everything. Your adultery, your fornication, your lusting, you're not keeping the proper Sabbath day, you're dishonoring your parents. Everything is being set up in this world to get you to break the commandments. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, which is the good news unto Israel, and then the strangers that have been grafted in, there are some nations, there's a remnant of the other nations who are going to make it in because they understand this word. You're the ones who are going to save it. Why? Because what profit a man, verse 36, if he gains the whole world, rich, hits the lottery, all that, but you lose your soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And this is all we have people doing right now, selling their souls for fame, for fortune, for money. Our kids right now will sell you down the river for $1 million, or for a contract, or for the opportunity to be able to be lazy and sleep in and not have to do anything and make contributions to society, or have to worship God. Kids teaching philosophy, just be good, just be nice to people. It's nice to be nice. No, I don't want to hear none of that. We are charitable to our people when God tells us, but Yeshua rebuked another man for saying, good master. He's like, don't call me good. There's none good but the Most High. He's the only thing that's good. His ways, his laws, his word. Ain't nobody good, ain't nothing good down here. You can't be good. You have to be humble, broken, and contrite, and repentant. And then in that process, people still aren't going to like you. They're going to say, you think you better than? You're so mean? You're dying to your flesh. You're trying to humble. You kill yourself. You don't respond. You don't react to nothing. Verse 37 says, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? 38, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my word in this adulterous and sinful generation, you can say that again. If you're ashamed of me, also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, cometh back, bust through the clouds, and he's on his way. He'll be here in a minute. Son of Man shall be ashamed of you when he cometh back in the glory of his Father with the holy angels that the book of Jude talks about, Enoch talks about. As soon as he gets back, he's going to be ashamed of you, like, you didn't want to represent me. You didn't believe I was coming, but you read about it. You heard about it. You've seen people all around you that were keeping my holy words, keeping the faith. Your parents walked in the holiness, and you like, I don't want nothing to do with it. The parents, them, or what they believe, that's archaic and antiquated. As soon as you come back, you're going to be like, miss me with that. And you're going to be destroyed. People, I'm sorry to tell you, but yeah, your family members, children, everything. Some people just not going to the kingdom. Some people are going to be destroyed. That's why he said when you get to the kingdom, he's going to dry your eyes. He's going to wipe away your memory of the attachment you have with these people. So that how are you going to be in glory in the new Jerusalem, the kingdom, because you're not going to heaven. It's a new heaven and new earth. How are you going to be in the kingdom and still be sad thinking about these people? You won't get to enjoy what he's going to do for you. No, he said he's going to dry your eyes, and he's going to wipe away the disobedient. You're going to see that they were not only lawless, but they didn't love Yah. So they became an enemy of the state. The state of Israel, the state of his people. They weren't our friends because they made a choice to try to save their lives, take on Satan, take on demons, take on sin, take on pleasure, not deny themselves, and they negated to do what you warned them to do. Every man's given an opportunity and a chance, and they make a choice. Unfortunately, this world won't let you make a choice anymore with their mandates. That's how Satan operates. Let's look at Revelations 3 and 10. I want to read all this. Revelations 3 and 8. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and has not denied my name. Hallelujah. Oh, that's deep. I know your works, and I kept the door open for you. And no man can shut what I open. When the Most High opens a door for you, it can't be closed. I know you're getting weak, but in the midst of what's happening all around us, jobs being taken, everybody caving in and giving in. I told you the Antichrist system wasn't coming the way you thought it was coming. The Antichrist and the chip wasn't coming the way you thought it was coming. It's coming in a way that's unbeknownst to you that you wanted to fall for, because you're going to stand back and analyze this situation. You're just going along to get along. You've kept my word and has not denied my name. And saying, I don't know if I believe in that no more. Just be a good person. Look what's going to happen to the ones that have denied him and didn't walk through the open door. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan. Who's the synagogue of Satan? Them which say they are Jews. The people over there occupying the land, stomping on it. Time to the Gentiles. Not them. Khazars, Caucasus Mountains, fake, stole our culture. Appropriation, stole it because they didn't want to convert to Islam, and they did not want to convert to the Vatican's Christianity. So the people that are going into exile, that's still their name, their words, their culture, create Yiddish, put on these yarmulkes and make some tzitzit, and then go knock the Palestinians out their land and say, hey, we're the people. Because the real people are done with. We've conspired. Psalms 83, that they'll never know who they are. Let's make them no more. And then let's give them different names. Let's call them African Americans, Negroes. Let's call them after lands. Call them how we colonize and conquer. Because you did not want to deny yourself. I'm going to make you be a part of the synagogue of Satan. Ones that say they are Jews and are not, but they do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved thee. He's talking about people in verse 8. He's going to make these fake Jews come and worship before our feet so that we will know that he loved us more than he loved them, because the world told us that they were the chosen people. The so-called chosen people are going to worship at the real chosen people's feet. Verse 10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, meaning the commandments, and you waited until Yeshua, Christ, came through the clouds, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell on the earth. We are in that hour of temptation now. to throw in the towel. And he's giving you everything you need to be kept. But you have, the onus is upon you to deny yourself. Oh, it hurts, don't it? Think how it felt when Yeshua was on that tree hanging on the cross. Think about how it felt when your ancestors was hanging from willow trees. But just being who they were. And it hurts your little flesh to not be able to go have adultery and fornication, not be respect. I want respect, and I want some money, and this hurts. Man, get out of my face. They that suffer with him shall reign with him. Your suffering is destroying your flesh, which has nothing good in it because of the sins of Adam and Eve. We have to go through all this. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall, he said he's going to help us. You got to help yourself first, which shall come upon the whole world. Are we not seeing what's happening in the whole world? The crying pains, the pains, the birthing pains. Do we not see this? Do we not see the travail, the agony? Do we not see people running to try and save themselves by taking a solution that's only going to shorten their lives? Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. Now listen to this, verse 11. Listen closely. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take your crown. You're building up the crown of life, and you're going to let cousin Junebug and uncle such and such and my husband and my wife, you're going to let these people who don't want to deny their flesh and want to be carnal, worldly, and of this world, you're going to let them take your crown? You gonna let your haters take your crown? You gonna let your deceivers take your crown? With the words, the deceivers that act like Peter, the rock, and say, I won't let you go through this. I got your back. You better get out the way. It was meant for me to go through this. How do you know you're not having a Job experience where God trusts you and believes in you that you will overcome so he can bless you with double for your trouble? You don't want to go through nothing. You don't know how to count it all joy and find joy. You don't realize you're in spiritual warfare and you're fighting against demons. You want easy street, and it's not that time. So you might as well keep your gloves laced up and keep fighting in the spirit, because that's what you're here to do. And when you have a Sabbath, that's you going to the corner to take your mouthpiece out, get you some water, and get refreshed, get renewed, get restored, and go back around 5:00. Then 10, because it's a fight. It's not over. Y'all have no idea we're in the tribulation, because you've been lied to your whole life, from pastors and the movies about the rapture, chained in the Bible. People have been using Jedi mind tricks on you your whole life, talking about Thessalonians when it says we shall be caught up in the air to meet with them, and told you that the Greek word is rapture, harpazo, and rapazo, and all that stuff. And man, read the Bible for what it is. And gathering is in there over 200 and something times. Will we probably gather in the clouds? Yeah, there'll probably be what Ezekiel saw, a wheel in the middle of a wheel with a figure that's in it that will probably be able to pull you up like they've been lying to you about the Star Trek. And gather up. How else are we going to be gathered? Because some of us are in jail. Some of us are in prison. Some of us are broke. We're poor. Some of us are in the jungles. Some of us are in the ghettos. We can't deliver ourselves. So he's going to gather his people and then place them in the wilderness and land so he can purge out the rest of the rebels that are amongst us because they're so hard-headed. Man's technology is nothing when it comes to the Most High's technology and what he will do and what he's going to do after the hour of temptation. You have no eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the things he has prepared for us or his ability. Got one more scripture for you. Let's see. It's in Revelations, the 20th. I believe it's the 20th chapter. Give me one second. Bear with me. All of Revelations 20 is good, if you must know. But this particular verse I want to read to you. And as I'm looking for it, I'm seeing so many of these scriptures that just are jumping out to me, because this all deals with the times that we're living in now and what's coming upon this land, what's coming upon the earth. I tell you what, let's go to Revelation 21. Let me fix this computer. Let's go to Revelation 21 and 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God, his power. And he shall be my son. Verse 8. But the fearful, standing in line for the solution, the unbelieving, nah. I ain't with that no more. And it's rightfully so, because you were in a church with a pastor who couldn't answer none of your questions, couldn't explain Bible prophecy to you, let alone Revelations and Ezekiel, taught you deception, taught you to lust for money in church, paid $100 in offering, and you'll get $1,000 back. You can't beat God, get it? No matter how hard you try. Oh, my God. Taught you the prosperity gospel, the word of faith, taught you lies. So it's caused our children to be jacked up now, because you just thought you was doing good by sending to church on Sunday, and the homosexual choir director is trying to hit on your son, and your girl was being hit on by other women in the church. You turned them over to the synagogue of Satan. You turned them over to Satan's temple, pagan temple. Once you know Satan told everybody in Isaiah the 14th chapter, I will be worshipped, I will be just like the Most High. And that's what was happening on Sundays with all that shouting, hucking, and bucking. We didn't do nothing for our people. I saw more adultery, fornication, and fighting after folks got out of church than I saw in the streets, in the Tenderloin, in the ghettos. Sometimes there was more love on the streets than it was in your so-called pagan church, where the guy in the land in the streets, the alcoholic ghetto, they'd share a bottle, pass a joint, and look out for each other with the little bit that they had. He said, if you can overcome, you're going to get all things. Just, you know, I got people telling me, man, you could be all this. You could do all this. You got all this. My stuff that he gave me is to convert you to him. And the fame, I don't want no fame in Satan's kingdom. I want what's coming to me in the kingdom if I endure this. And then I'll be glad to be over there walking around as royalty. Royalty. Mm-hmm. That's where I want to go and get my royalty, my kingship, my platinum album, my big house. Here, this is all going to burn up, fade away, don't last. Get rich here, you got to pay Satan in the form of the IRS, which goes to the royal family, which are the Illuminati bloodlines, blue bloods. Verse 8 said, the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable. Homosexuality is an abomination, so you know what abominable is. You murderers, people going around here packing pistols, killers, whoremongers, jumping in and out of everybody's bed, sleeping with married people. You sorcerers, those that use pharmaceutical medicines, tinctures and oils and crystals for the wrong purposes, playing with tarot cards. Sorcerers, let's not get it twisted. Sorcerers can be you dope dealers if you're selling drugs. You're part of the sorcerer community. You that's pushing pharmaceutical medicine. Simon was a sorcerer who bewitched the people by giving them tinctures and stuff that he made to keep their minds weak or swayed. I just heard yesterday, it blew me away, that one out of every two people was taking some type of medication to deal with their altered mind state, their anxiety. One out of two people in the world have mental illness and taking some type of sorcery medication to deal with it. You that are taking Viagra, we read about it in Reuben last week, that the women used potions to get the man aroused so that he'd want to have sex. That's what that pill does to you. You're walking around with this thing, and you need to hurry up and do something with it. This is witchcraft. It's sorcery. Sorcerers and you idolaters, people that keep idolizing and worshiping inanimate objects and people and money and figures and bodies, and all you liars. That means you little white liars too. There's no such thing as an innocent lie. If you love to tell a lie or you use a lie to get by, you're a child of Satan. If you're scared of telling the truth and what comes with the truth, then you're not a child of the Most High, because you're shot. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and the light. All liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I can't make that no more plain. Can't make that any more plain than we just made it. You can't save yourself. Your salvation is in Yeshua. He's drawing nigh. And if you stop seeking pleasure for a minute and take a look around you, you'll know that this is it. I remember that song by Kenny Loggins. This is it. Michael Jackson did his last tour. I want to say this is it. This is it. Jig is up, people. This is it. This is it. And we see the way that many people are going, trying to save themselves out of fear. And they end up dying anyway. I just watched it, and it hurt to watch it. It's going to hurt you to watch it, to see it happen to so-called family members. I say so-called because Yeshua Christ said, who is my mother and father, my family? Them that do the will of God. What is the will? To keep his holy days, Leviticus 23, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and laws. You can't be a citizen of his kingdom without keeping the laws of citizenship, constitutional directs, statutes that are required to be a citizen of the kingdom. There are consequences for not keeping the laws, and we just read it in Revelations. And we see who are the people who don't and can't keep the laws because they're under witchcraft, sorcery, and abominations. I don't even want to hear from you kids that's like flipping sexual habits, doing drugs, and following the ways of the world. And you don't tell me what I am. I rebuke you. If there was a disciple who was trying to follow Christ and live holy, it was called Satan. What do you think I'm going to call you? Don't even talk to me until you're of a repentant heart, because you are being ran by a flurry of demons, a McFlurry. You have a plethora of demons hosting you, and you have no peace. I'm not here to play with anybody right now. This is tough. It gets tough, but then there's times there where I have to find my place of peace and count it all joy and say, Father, I thank you for what I have and what I don't have, because what I don't have, you took away from me to save my life and to help me make it in. He said, I will make a way of escape to every temptation. And he said, I inhabit your praises, so you have to be grateful. Beautiful song written by the Hawkins. Be grateful. Be grateful. The solution is not going to save you, but this word will, and the sacrifice that's been made. Don't let this world tell you that it doesn't exist because of the failed state of Christianity, which was only designed to distort the truth and keep you away from the truth. So with 900 different religions that come from out of the Vatican, the Catholic Church, who's worshiping Satan at the behest. Not into religion. Into relationship with the Most High. It's my time. I'm cutting it short. I want you to enjoy your Sabbath and make it through this tribulation. Think about these words and know that the only for sure obstacle to the truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey and not a destination. We don't have much time, but with the time you do have, make the most of it. Be grateful, be patient, be vigilant, endure, find peace and joy in living this life, because we will see salvation come, as he's coming to save your life, because you endured till the end. Family thought you were crazy, and the world thought you were crazy, and the world tried to come against you. You stood anyway. And what you believe, all praises to the Most High. Preacher, this has been Blueprint for Life. Until next time.